With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge temporarily blocks Donald Trump's firing of federal workers during the government shutdown.
With plans to fire 4,100 employees across eight agencies, the White House Budget Office said Friday that the mass firings had already started. That announcement prompted labor unions for federal workers to ask for a temporary restraining order to block the Trump administration from issuing new layoff notices or implementing those already sent out. The unions say the firings are illegal and an abuse of power designed to punish workers and pressure Congress. The Trump administration says the district court lacks jurisdiction to hear employment decisions made by federal agencies. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukrainian officials have been meeting with prominent American weapons manufacturers.
The delegation from Ukraine met with representatives of Lockheed Martin and Raytheon during a U.S. visit. It came ahead of President Zelensky's meeting with President Trump at the White House on Friday. Zelensky is widely expected to request approval to obtain Tomahawk cruise missiles, which could allow Ukraine to strike targets deep into Russia. This past weekend, Donald Trump said he may give the go-ahead if Moscow doesn't end its war soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Journalists at the Pentagon turned in access badges, the price for refusing to agree to new restrictions on their jobs being removal from being at the seat of U.S. military power. The refusal was near unanimous from trade publications, wire services, television networks, and newspapers, and included outlets that appeal largely to conservatives like Fox News Channel and Newsmax. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 17 points, the NASDAQ rose 148, the S&P advanced 26. This is SRN News. The European Union promotes transgenderism, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A new report from the body urges all nations to help children who want to live as the opposite sex to do so without restriction. Incredibly, this comes as a number of European nations are pulling back from their promotion of transgenderism and outlawing sex change operations on kids. Stefano Generini of CFAM tells LifeSiteNews.com, "You would think that Europeans had learnt their lesson about the danger of scientific experimentation on humans after the calamity of Nazism." Michael Harrington reporting.
Five Christians are going to prison in Iran. Each of the converts will serve 8 years for trying to spread the gospel in the repressive Islamic State. International Christian Concern says the persecution of Christians in Iran, particularly those who have converted to the faith, has plagued the nation for decades. This is SRN News. An up and down day on Wall Street finished mostly up.
Most stocks rose on Wall Street following another topsy-turvy day of trading. The S&P 500 added 0.4% Wednesday. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lagged the market. The Dow edged down 17 points. That's less than 0.1%. Technology and bank stocks helped lead the way. Bank of America climbed 4.4%. ASML, a Dutch company that's a key supplier to chip companies, rose 3.1%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
An air traffic control tower near Los Angeles closed for 6 hours less than a week into the government shutdown because of a controller shortage. Since the shutdown began October 1st, the FAA has reported staffing issues in cities like Boston, Philadelphia, and Houston. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.